It is the last day of the Feast of Tabernacles, and if you have been following along in the Victory 91.5 home
syllabus
game,
the Jewish calendar syllabus,
it's the year 5777. Ray came in and taught on the days of awe. He came in and taught on Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and today, the final day of the Feast of Tabernacles, Sukkot, has significant meaning with regard to Victory Partner Days.
It really does. It's, you know, I often try to figure out which holiday is my favorite holiday. And I tell you what, you may find that the week of the Feast of Tabernacles may be your favorite. If, like, we were traveling, I think must have been going to Ghana or something, and met somebody, and Corey started this conversation out in the airport with this young lady about favorite holidays, and she said, oh, Thanksgiving, definitely. What about you? Do you love Thanksgiving? And, of course, the girl was not from America, and, of course, so she had no reason to even know what Thanksgiving was, let alone celebrate it. But the good news is, God loves Thanksgiving. He absolutely, in fact, if you enter the gates of his presence through Thanksgiving. Mm. Some of you may have just really wonder why you're struggling so much about getting in his presence. And it may be something just really, really simple. You're just trying to worship him out in the street, and he's really wanting you to come inside. Mm. And that happens with Thanksgiving. You open the gate to his presence, mm-hmm. and then into his courts with praise. Mm-hmm. So if you're singing praise songs and dancing in the street, that's great. But if you're really trying to get into his presence, it all starts with Thanksgiving. So that's why I say God, I think, loves Thanksgiving. So this feast, now we're on the eighth day. I'm going to break it down for you as we go through this morning. And as we go through Victory Partner Days, just today, over the next few hours, we're going to also include all the teaching that we normally do for what's called Sukkot or Sukkot, the Feast of Tabernacles. And here's the five things it's about. Number one, Thanksgiving, which is also my favorite holiday. Eating, which is also my favorite holiday. giving, it is all about giving, and water and lights. Those are the five things that this holiday is about. Mm-hmm. And so if you ever wondered, if you ever try to compare, you know, you look at false religions around the world, our God has set apart 8 days and said, here's what I really want you to do. It just wants you to eat, rejoice, have a blast. Do this for me. Mm. And that he finds pleasure in. Mm-hmm. And I love that when we're trying to explain, what's Jesus like? Well, he just really wants us to enjoy him. Mm-hmm. And so he's built this week. And so we'll show you how Jesus kind of engaged this in the Bible. It's called the feast. So, but here's the command. You shall rejoice before the Lord your God. There's not a false God ever who's ever said that. Mm. Only the real God. You will have a good time. I'm going to make sure you have a blast today.
I think some Christians need to hear that today.
I do too. I have met
you
them
need
some
to be
today.
Some rejoicing.
Yep.
Because I have noticed in my own life a thanksgiving and a gratefulness just for Jesus meeting all my needs at the cross, mm-hmm. creates this. It really takes all the room out of my heart and life for discontentment.
Yeah.
And I think discontent is
Thanksgiving
rampant.
Thanksgiving is so huge. Mm-hmm.
If you're living your life in a minor key, think about it that way. Yeah. If you're living your life in a minor key, it's probably lacking in joy.
It's like, you know, without, just to kind of go back into history, if you ever had a time in your life where there's secular music, and so back when I was young, this group Pink Floyd that was really, really big, and Lava Lamps were really, really big, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But they only used minor keys.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
It was like, I feel so mellow. You know, you were just...
I feel so depressed.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if we've ever had this conversation. I listened to Pink Floyd every day for 20 years. Every day. For 20 years.
Imagine how depressed you would get.
And lost.
He was.
And lost.
Depressed.
And to the point where I was self-medicating.
Right.
Now, it's not a knock on any music or any style of music. It's just if you live your life in a minor key.
Downcast. Or
I had a friend who was a construction worker, but from the time he was little, he had to wake himself up, drug himself down to sleep. Mm-hmm. And so it's just, it was this journey into this day that he was actually never found himself.
Yeah.
Because he was always medicated in some way or another. And some, with music, that's why, if you ever notice, just a little behind the scenes here, we actually play fast song, slow song, fast song, slow song, which any radio person will tell you is a horrible idea. But we really, really love it because it helps you walk your journey with God. It doesn't ever let you get just stuck like this. It lets you keep going to the next thing. Doesn't, you know, it helps move you forward. So when God said this, you, and now think about rejoice and all the aspects of it. You are going to be so happy. I want you to be just beyond happy. And so he said, and this is going to be a statute forever in your generations. And he said, I'm going to make sure you're so filled with joy. And then I'm going to make a rule that this, that there's a rule that you can't ever, ever look at a day and go, no, it's going to end. Because have you ever been one of those where, like, for me, when my dad died when I was young, and so I didn't realize there was this subconscious thing that things go wrong. You just expect something bad. If something bad happens, well, then you start to, it's like a self-fulfilling prophecy, right? So he wanted them, and he commanded them to dwell in booths, to make these little, let's like go camping is the best Americanized thing, for these 8 days, because he made the children of Israel do this when he brought them out of Egypt, because this is where he provided for them. This is where he brought manna to them. This is where he did all those things for them. So I had planned on taking, let me take you just one step further, then we'll jump in later here. But, you know, the spring feast that we celebrate are all about what Jesus did for us. Passover, well, he died. First fruits, he rose and he emptied Hades. The Feast of Weeks and Pentecost, he sends the Holy Spirit to us, right? But the fall feasts, he made all about us. It's the Rosh Hashanah was when we were born. Atonement was our judgment, and tabernacles represents our life with him forever. In other words, he's saying, I want to show you what it's going to be like, and I want to help you live this kind of a life today. In the spring, it's all about the grains, right? So that's his body. He died for us. But in the fall, it's a fruit harvest. At least, actually, we have fruit in the kitchen. It's kind of appropriate for the Share-a-thon. Fall is a time of the fruit harvest, which means it's about the benefits of the blood of Christ. It's the blood is, life is in the blood, so it's living for Christ. So this today, as we talk about what God has done and why this week is so important and why he wants us to be thankful, why he wants us to express that through giving, that's what we're going to talk about. And I think you're going to probably grow in ways you've never anticipated with what the commands of God to rejoice.
Well, there is rejoicing, certainly, this morning as we thank Tracy for her $100 gift.